All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Jonathan Taylor is here talking about Cyndi Lauper. I love the way she talks, you know. You know what's cool about Cyndi Lauper is, or she doesn't look like she's aged a day.
Yeah.
You know, in the last 30 years or something like that. It's just amazing. She put herself in some sort of cocoon or something. I mean, what does she do, you know?
Lucky DNA, nothing with facial surgery or anything.
I guess
Mike.
So.
Yeah. So, hey, Mike, have you ever had a singing waitress at a restaurant?
No.
My wife and I did at a pizza joint one time, and it was awesome.
Yeah, so, that's one of the things on my bucket list. That sounds like the coolest thing in the world, man, I tell you.
Well, how would you like to order a short stack at an IHOP, and Cyndi Lauper comes carrying them out singing Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Yeah.
Be nice, wouldn't it? So,
yeah.
So Cyndi was a waitress at an IHOP for a while to pay off a debt due to a manager of her first group, Blue Angel.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know if she was a singing waitress, but I bet the tips would have been bigger if she did.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you know she probably did. You know, she probably float to on a raft, whatever.
Well, Blue Angel's debut album failed to find an audience in 1980, and Cyndi had to file bankruptcy due to the manager suing her for $80,000. So Cyndi took various jobs to cover her debts. The group broke up, but Cyndi was not going to be deterred. She's also a shy person and is always unsure of her performance, questioning if she, you know, the audience liked her.
Right.
But she's one of those that music was in her and, you know, she was going to succeed one way or another. Well, we all know she overcame these obstacles.
Big time.
Yep. And in 1983, released her solo album, She's So Unusual, and the rest is history. That release was a huge success.
Yep.
And Cyndi was able to pay off her remaining debts and forge ahead time after time with a successful career.